The Constitution of the United States protects what we call free speech. It simply says that Congress, that is the federal government, shall make no law respecting the right of free speech or the or inhibiting that right. What they mean is, and what the Constitution Amendment meant, was that the government should not engage in what is called prior restraint. That is, the government cannot stop anybody ahead of time by censorship or what have you from expressing themselves. And remember, this is prior restraint. Now, after the words are spoken or the words are written, there is nothing in the Constitution that protects the speaker or the writer from the consequences of what he has or she has said or written. For example, you can't commit defamation and claim it was free speech. Can't commit a fraud by false representations and contend that was free speech. Can't advocate the overthrow of the government by force, or can you incite people to riot and argue that you were simply exercising your right of free speech? We all know that certain kinds of speech are slanderous or libelous or criminal in nature. For example, two people sitting down to plot a bank robbery are conspiring to commit a crime, they can't argue that they were just simply engaging in free speech. Treason can be committed by saying things or writing things that aid and abet our enemy. Today, people seem to think that simply saying that something is free speech is sort of like King's X, that you can just get away with anything and not suffer any consequences. Remember, this protection of free speech is only against governmental action, not individuals or private companies. For example, recently in the news, I read some article about an employer who insisted on his employees speaking English. There was some discussion and questions about whether that was proper, whether he had the power to do it. The employer has the perfect right to condition his employment on legal things he insists on. If he insists on his employees speaking English on the job and to the public while working for him, that's a perfect right. It's no infringement on free speech. This is Buck Compton.